and welcome to The Face of Pro-Life. Today I'm speaking with Jill Sakitowicz, who is the director of the Greater Westbrook Birthright in Clinton, Connecticut. Thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me.
Today we want to talk a little bit about reaching out to the youth in the pro-life movement. You, as a director of Birthright, and just getting the message across to youth about, you know, your services and just the pro-life message. So I know you have some great ideas. So why don't you just give us a little bit information about what kind of ideas you have to reach out to the youth?
It was funny because I really need to do some research myself. You know, I'm, you know, pretty far away from that high school point right now, and I actually had to do some digging online, and I found just some really interesting information about the way they think and the things that are important to them. I mean, this is a generation that is constantly has technology at their fingertips, and what that's led to is a constant multitasking. You know, they're never just doing one thing.
Oh, no, my kids are on their laptop and watching TV at the same time.
Exactly.
Maybe playing a video game.
Exactly. Maybe playing a video game, maybe chatting, you know, maybe they're, like, updating their profile while they're trying to do some homework, and, you know, they're, like, it's a constant, like, multitasking, and I thought that was really interesting to me. Like, obviously, even myself, like, I get caught up in that, but, you know, young people even more so. And some of the other things is just basic style. Like, it seems to be a generation where they're a lot more comfortable with whatever style they choose to be. It's a generation where they're not as concerned about things like tattoos or piercings. And, you know, it's easy for somebody who didn't grow up with that to be like, you know, like, why? You
know,
but it's so accepted, you know.
And until they turn 90.
But they don't look at life like they can't. Like, this should hold them back.
Right.
You know, they don't, you know, and I'm not even saying you should agree with it. I'm not saying I agree with it, but this is a reality. This is how they feel and how they think. And
living in the moment.
Yeah. And if you don't acknowledge that, you know, if you don't acknowledge them.
And meet them where they're at.
And you don't have to approve of it. You don't have to accept it. But you just... You accept that this is how it is, but you know you're not judging them on that, you know, and I think that that's a very important thing. So it helps you be able to communicate with them better, and it helps them to feel more comfortable, you know, whether you're aunt, uncle, parent, you know, teacher, you know, or working at a church, you know, youth group, any of those things, to just really understand where they are.
Mm-hmm. So why are they doing
it? It's generational. It's, you know, it's like, I look back, I think that, you know, every generation, it's constantly evolving. It's constantly changing. I wish I had an answer to why it is. I just, you know, fads take on, and now there's, you know, but
yeah, but these ones are more permanent.
I know they are. But that's where they're at, you know. And ultimately, that's their, you know, that's theirs to deal with when they get older, to regret or not to regret. But, you know, for me, like, you know, it's something that I have to, like, talk about to some, especially some of my volunteers who, you know, they're great. They know how to do their work inside and out, but the generations are changing, and sometimes, you know, you get people coming in with piercings, you get girls coming in or their boyfriends with lots of tattoos,
and they have to learn not to have that shock on their face.
Not have that shock, and you know, to remember to not judge no matter what, you know.
So that's the one level. How else are you going to reach them with the pro-life message itself?
Well, kind of doing some of that research has helped me form what is going to be a commercial that my office is going to be working on developing. And then once we have the footage, we'll be offering it to all the Birthrights in Connecticut. We'll see how that goes, you know, and if, you know, nationwide they want it, they can have it.
Wow.
But, you know, you start small
and
you just see how it goes. It is... Luckily, our costs are very low. I have a friend who is in the industry who is being very generous with his time to help edit and do all of that. Wow. So it's really just a matter of paying for stock photography or stock footage, whichever way we go. It does vary. Like, one thing I didn't learn is, depending on your area, it can be more expensive.
Right.
But hopefully, you know, I think it's a really important avenue to take, because I feel like it's an avenue that isn't being utilized. And part of it, I think it's such a touchy subject, finding the right way to present it in a television ad. It is tricky. You know,
you only have so much time.
You only have so much time. And you need to get a very accurate and appropriate and the right message across in the right way. And that's where a lot of prayer comes
right.
in, you know. And I think I got it. So
can you...
I'd rather not right now. Maybe we can have a reveal even on the show.
That's a good idea. As far as you, Birthright is a nonprofit, is it possible to get a public service announcement?
Yeah. Personally, I did offer that as an option. Like I said, you know, possibly you'd like to take that route. I don't want to take that route. I really want to, I want to go play with the big boys. You know, I
yeah.
really want to get in there, and really go where I know they're watching.
Right.
And I think that one of the things that's important is, this isn't just, a young person, you know, either in teens, early 20s, mid 20s, anyone that's watching, it's not just if, like, maybe you think you're pregnant. It's really a matter of the awareness of what we do.
Right.
You know, it's forming that awareness of, you know, it's like, wow, people do that, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's so important because, I mean, every kid who comes out of a public high school knows what goes on at Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Because they're in the schools, that's the ploy. You know, if you get that awareness to the little kids as they grow up, they know where to go, you know, when they have a pregnant,
right.
when they're pregnant.
Right, right.
So
this, yeah.
you got to combat that and meet them at the same,
right.
at the same level. But that's a great plan. You know, not only do the younger kids know, but the older kids and their parents and so on. And just raising awareness of birth rights and the great work that you guys
yeah.
do is really important. What else can you do to spread the message? I know you said you had set up a booth.
Oh, yeah. I decided to set up a booth at the Chester Fair, actually, this year. And it was...
Just for Birthright?
Just for Birthright. And it was a bit of an undertaking, but, you know, my volunteers were phenomenal, and I had a lot of great support. And, you know, we all worked together. And you know, I actually found... You know, I got a new sign design, and it was very bright. And one of the things to me was having signs, having banners, having brochures that are really...
Eye-catching.
Eye-catching, but hopeful.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the biggest thing. And I prayed a lot about that, because I didn't get, you know, the beginning of where to start with that. And really, you know, I didn't want to... approach it with a somber attitude or a somber, you know, it really needed to be hopeful. Like,
right,
this
celebrating
is what,
life.
We're celebrating life, you know, we're celebrating hope. And that's what I really, that's kind of my goal, and my volunteers are, you know, that's how they are. And,
yeah.
you know, it's been very inspirational. You know, I wanted how we're marketing ourselves, you know, I wanted that to match who we are, and
right.
that's who we are.
And what was your what was your response? You know,
it was really good. I mean, we had just set up, we had just finished, and we had a woman come up to us, and almost like within the first 10 minutes, and she just said to us, you know, I just wanted to say to you that, you know, 6 years ago, I found out I was pregnant, and I didn't know what I was going to do, and I went to a Birthright, and I don't know what I would have done without
wow.
Birthright. And we got
so
many
up.
Of those stories. I was taken back.
Wow.
I mean, the amount of women that came up, whether it was themselves or a daughter or a sister, and it was amazing. And the response from young people was great. I think that there's a very strong... youth movement in pro-life. I think there are a lot of churches that are doing a great job with youth groups and youth ministries. And we saw that. We saw that represented at the fair.
That helps them, too. You know, when they see that you're unashamed, you're out there in a totally secular, open place,
right.
and you're really reinforcing that pro-life image to the kids that might have heard it at the church youth group. And this is like, okay, this is another place. Oh, yeah, there are people out there that are pro-life.
Yeah.
And they're not all weirdos. So what other experiences did you have with that?
Just a lot of people, there were a lot of positives. I was a little concerned that we might get negatives, and I got maybe two eye rolls. And if we got two eye rolls over 3 days,
that's
really doing well. And I think another really wonderful part about it was the man who's in charge of the fairgrounds, he was tremendously supportive.
Really?
Like, who would have guessed, that the person that you're
you
just
never
like,
know.
Can I have a spot? Can I get a spot at them? And he was so happy that we were there. He's really excited and hoping that, asking, oh, you'll be back next year, So it was a really positive experience. And it was exhausting, but it was really well worth it.
So now you had the brochures, you had the nice signs. Did you have any other give-me's?
I had the silicone bracelets.
Oh, those are good.
And I'm going to place an order. I found a place that will put Birthright on it. They were pro-life ones. And they were cute. They said, life is precious.
Right.
Pro-life. They went over.
Oh, yeah.
They went over very well. So that was a very good thing. We did have some pins. We have nail files. I probably would have gotten more stuff to give away because we didn't charge anything for it. It was really just a matter of getting the message
The
awareness. And I'm going to be a little more prepared for doing a Christmas bazaar at St. Joseph's in Chester, Connecticut. And it's a fairly large Christmas fair. So I'm going to be a little more prepared for that. My table will be smaller, but hopefully I'll have more stuff.
But should be a totally friendly audience.
Yeah, you'd think so.
That was a really good idea to, go out into a totally, secular.
And what you said, that was probably one of the biggest things, is unashamed, we were really happy to be there. We were really looking forward to the experience. We went into it with the same attitude that we walk into the office. We're really excited. And we're just, moms, daughters, wives, sisters, we're just, every day. We actually have a gentleman that he doesn't volunteer in office, but he's kind of just handyman, and he actually came and sat with us, and it was a really great experience, and we got so many smiles and so many, thank yous, and newly pregnant women that would come over, and we had our fetal models.
That's
out.
What I was going to ask you.
I wanted to see what the reaction. Sometimes I'd put them out, and then sometimes I wouldn't, because I just wanted to see, is there a difference?
Are
people,
Are they turned off? Are they brought to us?
I think some people are a little but that people are definitely drawn to it. People, especially if you have, especially if you're pregnant or you have children, it's pretty neat. And young people are really interested, it's like, the science of it. It's like, wow, that fits in there, it's like, oh, that's right. They're really interested
and they
in
get
seeing
it too.
And they get it. It's really neat.
That's so exciting. I mean, I always tell the story because you always hear that, the pro board, so I say, oh, it's just a blob of tissue, blah, blah, blah. But I'll never forget, my son was 19 months old, and I took him to the March for Life, and we walked by the Priest for Life booth, and there was a button about this big, and it had a baby. Well, it was a fetus, a blob of tissue, 12 weeks old. And he just pointed to it, and he had, very limited vocabulary.
Yeah.
And he said, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, now he can get it.
Yeah, exactly. That same with my daughter. I mean, obviously she's been coming in to the office with me, since I started, and she was, I guess, probably by the time I was really doing it, about 6 months old at the time. And we have the images and the pictures, and she gets it, and she looks at the fetal the models, and she even to the teeny tiniest, and she's like, and it's nice for me. I tell her the story now, I'm not sure how much it sinks in, but one day I'll keep telling it. But it was kind of the same thing when I when I went to the OBGYN the first time, and, you know, and I had, like, from the get-go, I was, like, sick as a dog, you know, and I knew very quickly, you know. And, but they did an ultrasound, and, I mean, she was just teeny, tiny, little being, teeny, tiny, bouncing, just bouncing her little arm, tiny, little, you know, I mean, it was just, like, how can someone
deny
that this is, and I knew her personality. I knew her personality just from that. I mean, I just looking at her, and even my husband is like, oh, she's just like you, you know, like, and just from this little, you know.
It is amazing. I mean, they definitely have different personalities in utero. I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
I could tell the difference between my two kids automatically.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. I just love the, you know, those stories, you know, that the kids do
get it. Oh,
yeah. You know, and we came back from the March for Life 1 year, and my son was about maybe 8, maybe 10. And it was like a couple of weeks. It was about a couple of days later. And I don't know if it was like on TV, you know, like watching it on C-SPAN or whatever.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, Mom, why is it that you can't murder an adult, but you can kill a baby?
Yeah.
And he's just like, how do you answer these things to kids? You know, they understand that it's a baby. They don't understand why our government allows it to happen.
Right.
So
people, I think it's the same thing with women and young people. You know, you think, like, somehow in society they're saying that they just, oh, they can't get it, you know, oh, they can't handle it, oh, they can't, and it's just so.
We need to talk about it.
Yeah.
We definitely need to talk with our kids about abortion.
Children do get it, and, you know, women can handle it. You know, we can handle it. And, you know, sometimes you need to be told. And, you know, it's like I say to, you know, a lot of my girls, you know, after the pregnancy test and it comes up positive, and, you know, we don't know yet if it's, you know, but right now, and they're reacting to it being positive.
Right.
And in their heart, they know a lot of times it's positive. And they're just so afraid. And I say, if you weren't scared, there's something wrong.
Right. Oh, I know.
Like, you're,
I mean, even if you're planning to get pregnant.
You don't even know you're doing the right thing, but you're doing the right thing right now.
Right,
and that's the first step, you know, because, even if, you know, you're trying, you know, it's scary. It's overwhelming, and that's very natural. And to treat that like that's not natural, and that fear basically is meaning that you can't, you know, it doesn't make any sense, but.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, and I really like the idea of you know, setting up the booth. And I know that other birthrights have tried to get into the schools, some with success and most without.
Yeah. That's something I've toyed with, I've kind of brought up, and I get really good advice from a lot of my volunteers, especially those who are retired teachers. And I've come to the conclusion where I feel like maybe I just need to work around that system, at least start there, you know, at least really try to build up our office very well with advertising. And one thing that I wanted to touch on that I didn't touch on earlier is it's not just a matter of having a commercial. It's not just a matter of having a new brochure or a new color scheme or
a
new, you know, you have to get that young people are really cynical and they will make fun of anything. And if you know, that's another reason why you really have to understand who you're talking to and who your target audience is. If it's not dead on
and genuine
speaking to them, if it's not genuine, that's perfect. If you don't have all of that, if you don't have the complete, I mean, why bother? Like, honestly, why bother?
No, because they get it. I mean, they understand that you're just blowing smoke.
If you're using, you know, like, really hokey pictures, you know, really, you know, contrived, like, you know, you're just talking down to them, you know, it's like, so.
Yeah, and they're so used to it, too, you know, so, they can tell the real from not.
Right.
So, reaching them with love, really, is
like. And respect.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. in a 20-second commercial.
Yeah.
But it is really important for us to be able to reach out to the youth and get the conversation going, because if you're not talking about it in your families, or if you are talking about your families, you still need that. You know, families need that extra.
You need
support.
The dialogue has to be there, and it has to be respectful. It has to be genuine, because it's. I think sometimes people think, especially in my line of work, it's like, well, you're just helping pregnant girls, and you're just helping my child, you know, with something that I disapproved of, you know, and it's. Obviously, it's so much bigger than, it's about forming, you know, opinions. It's about giving that other side, you know, it's about offering that other choice that it feels like isn't ever brought up in the discussion. It's
right.
Like, well, why are you pro-life? Because I'll tell you something, to be quite honest, when I was, younger, I did go back and forth in this, you know, kind of internal dialogue within myself. You know, I knew what my my Catholic upbringing was, you know, that it's wrong, but I'm thinking, well, but don't they have the choice? Don't they have the, well, so does that mean I should be pro-choice? Because, you know, so it's like sometimes when you're young, it's like you do come up with these questions,
right.
And you question things, and it's not a bad thing. It's a really natural thing to question it. When what isn't good is when there aren't people around to help answer
right.
You know, with really positive, constructive, you know, answers. And,
yeah, and I think we duck the questions a lot.
And we duck the questions.
These conversations.
And one of the things that I realized is how important it is that I make the stance to be pro-life,
mm-hmm.
to basically just this is my position on it, you know, unwavering.
Right.
I get that it's legal for you to get one, but that doesn't mean
it's right.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean I'm going to judge you over it. It doesn't mean that I'm going to love you any less. It doesn't mean that I'm going, you know, but this is how, you know,
right.
I really feel like, having that dialogue and trying to, you know, be there more for young people to discuss the reasons. It's very important.
Well, I think it's really important for any Christian. The people that drive me the most crazy are the ones that say, I personally wouldn't have an abortion, but I don't think I should deny anybody that right. Well, think about it. Why wouldn't you have an abortion? If you're a Christian, I would think that you're not having the abortion because it's a sin. Now, why then would you say it's okay for somebody else to to sin,
yeah,
to commit that sin?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you just tell them to go to hell?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, literally, if it's something that you believe would condemn your soul,
yeah, you should want to do
everything
in
you
your
can
power
to save that other person's
them.
Soul.
Yeah.
That's what love is. You know, not saying, yeah. well, I personally wouldn't do it, but, you know,
yeah.
go ahead.
Yeah.
So those are the
and
people.
And I think that's the position, like, even for myself, that I need to make. It's like I need to not
take that one step
yeah.
further. Yeah. And like you said, reaching them anywhere that you can at their own level. And so you're trying the television and any other
and
ideas.
It's, yeah, and it's you know, it's funny because to me, it's really just a matter of basic human rights. I mean, one of the things, if we're all so different, you know, and if there's anything that we all share in common, it's the fact that we're all in a womb. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we've all, maybe we have similar feelings sometimes, maybe we've had similar experiences, you know, but there's absolutely nothing about any individual one of us that is identical except that.
True.
And that isn't something that we're talking about as humans. Like, I mean, and I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your political stance is. I don't care any of that. I mean, that's reality. And, I would love to see, obviously, you know, in churches, I'd love to see a more open dialogue about it. I think there's a lot of fear about the wording. There's a lot of fear
right.
about where to go.
Don't offend anybody.
There's young people in the audience. There's children.
Right.
You know, it's like, and there is a way. Well, you got to pray about it. You've got to find the
God
words. Will give you the right words. But even beyond that, just as humanity, like religion and everything aside, this is a human rights issue.
Yeah, it is.
And this is something that we all share in a commonality. And that dialogue that has, because there are more reasons than it being a sin. And that's what makes it so, once you get there, so obvious. Mm-hmm. So obvious that it's the wrong choice. And those are the things that need to be talked about and discussed that I think a lot of times just aren't.
Yeah. And I think it's great coming from Birthright, too, because, you know, the pro-life movement, you know, everyone says, you know, it's a bunch of old men that, you know, just don't want women to... Yeah, force women to have babies, but really, Birthright is there, and they're there for the women and giving the women yeah. real choices, yeah. Rather than you know giving them the choice to kill their babies, and that is the message that you know the double it's a double message. It's yeah. one about pro-life, and it's another that you know that there are help. There's help for,
it's,
for
yeah,
these women.
It's, you know. It's respecting life, and that starts with respecting yourself. And we've
lost so much respect.
And
for
that's
ourselves.
Something we've all been angry at ourselves, disappointed in ourselves, frustrated. It's an emotion, at least, that we can relate to.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's about really just stopping that cycle of victimization, and it's something that
and
I think
bad
that,
choices.
Yeah.
And this is really just something that we need to reach them in their own, like you said, their own media. Is there other areas that you can reach out to them? I know you're
right
mentioning
now,
the internet.
I'll let you, yeah. the internet is definitely one of them. It's another one. I think it's very good. It's not one that I'm looking into right now. I know other Birthright offices are looking into it. I think we're all kind of just trying our own things
right.
and going to give each other feedback on that. And I think that that's, you know, having that open communication. Once again, open communication, you know,
right.
it really...
Even amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, you know, people need to be willing to help each other rather than, you know, I have my idea and I'm just going to keep it to myself. Like, you're so willing to, yeah. you know, here, take it, you know, use it.
Well,
you know, we really need to help
this,
each other.
Yeah. And that's I think, the what it boils down to in anything you do in life, you know, is really helping each other.
Right.
And all of these things from, you know, helping each other in an organization to just helping
right.
people with their own.
Without really expecting anything in return. Yeah. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Thank you so much for joining us. I wish you a lot of success with
Thanks
your
so
new commercial.
Yes.
And you'll have to come back and show it to us.
I think we made a really good plan.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you talk to any kids that you might have in your family about the life issues. They're really important, and the kids really need to hear it from a trusting adult, and they really do understand. And we hope that when you look in the mirror the next time, you realize yours, too, is the face of pro-life. Join us again next time.